whether we recognize it or not, whether we're conscious of it, whether we admit it, there's something that guides everything we do throughout life and the decisions we make, the decision to be on this podcast, the decision to eat what we're going to eat after this. All of it is driven by some value system. If you go down and drill to the root of it, there's something there that tells you this is how I determine the actions I'm going to take. But for a lot of people, as I'm sure you've run into, that can start to feel very abstract. It doesn't feel practical. It doesn't feel tangible. And I think that's part of the disconnect. People, when they hear philosophy, when they hear value systems, it feels like something very distant. It doesn't feel real to their day-to-day lives. I'm curious, like, how you think about that. I'm sure you've run into it with people. How do you try and take everything we're talking about here to start the conversation and make it feel real for people where they say, oh, okay, I understand what I can do tomorrow, what I should do tomorrow, how I should start thinking tomorrow to try and improve on some of these things, try and help with these crises?
That's such a good question for so many reasons. One of them is that we have to understand, first of all, that this is part of the immune system of the crazy,